And you're listening to the Faptacular 1 hour special podcast, Teen Pregnancy. It's only good when you're not a teen. And of course, the follow-up, unfunny comments. They're never good. Enjoy the show.
Now, Jules, I hear you've got a brand new segment for us.
Yes, we every week's a brand new segment.
We like to try new things here.
New things, you know. This is like the okay, I had no reference. Now, fair to say, politics getting really boring at the moment. In fact, since the last election, can you name anything that's happened?
No, not really. Maybe.
What's Julia up to, you know?
I have no idea, but I've heard that her approval ratings have dropped like crazy.
But no one knows why. And so I thought, how can we get the people back into politics? Because, you know, before, you know, when John Howard was in, everyone was going crazy.
Yeah, everyone loved John Howard. There were jokes around, like cartoons.
Hello, I'm John Howard.
That was my John Howard, of course. Very uncanny. But also, you know, there was like all this, like there was all this controversy, like GST and stuff. Julia, she's doing nothing. You know,
sorry that.
Hello, let's do the show's show as John Howard.
Oh my god, it's not John Howard at all.
Kevin Rudd. Hello, Mr. Rudd.
All right, it's more your daggy uncle. So I just thought, calm down, people. I just thought this unnamed segment where we just try and make politics more interesting.
Yeah, we are.
That's what we have to do. But for the sake of ratings, this we're doing Which Would You Tap? Just for people just tuning in, we're playing Which Would You Tap?
But politics edition.
It's just called that, but it's got nothing to do with it.
It's got nothing to do
with
it.
I just think, firstly, okay, I did not finish the script. We should introduce sponsorships.
We should.
Obviously, each person has their little, you know, little quirk. You know, Tony Abbott could do abstinence, maybe.
Yeah, Tony Abbott, and he could be Speedos. Tony Abbott, how a face of Tony Abbott over your junk on Speedos. How good would that be? Sell millions.
You'd want to keep Tony
Abbott
Tony's
bikinis
face,
over the boobs, just like his face.
Maybe a brothel service with his daughters. Maybe he could do a bit of, you know, photo shoots, you know what I'm saying? Have you seen his daughters, by the way?
No, I haven't.
They're very hot.
Hot.
Of course, I can't say that about... Well, I can, but I just don't. You know, it's just weird. I think, you know, Julia, maybe she could go for maybe breast implants or something. Because she obviously needs some, right? She can do like a warny, you know, instead of the hair transplant.
You know what else?
Do a breast transplant, right?
She's incredibly white. So like fake tan business.
Nah, she just gets freckles, I'm pretty sure. She's a redhead. She's not supposed to.
She could sun smart because she's so sun smart
yes.
that any sun will burn her to death.
Yeah. Use sunscreen or you look like Julia Gillard, you see? Get out of the sun or you look like her, deterring kids from pretty much going out. At all.
Exactly.
Of course, maybe, just mentioning Tony Abbott's daughters before.
Yeah.
I reckon, you know, maybe get them strutting around Parliament
during question time. ABC's ratings would just go like this, just up so high.
You know, maybe in bikinis, you know, that kind of thing. You know, maybe sunbathing on sunbathing on maybe the table in the middle. And also, I've been a huge advocate for this.
Yeah.
I think we need a Nork cam.
Oh, a what?
It zooms in on the cleavage of particular politicians, right?
Like Amanda Vanstone.
Oh, you know, Kevin Rudd bitching about foreign policy. Who cares? Let's just zoom in on, you know, Amanda Vanstone's tits or something, right? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or maybe we need like an upskirt cam. You know what I'm saying? Like a naughty, you know, just kind of occasionally have a naughty
Abbott
upskirt.
Tony Abbott wearing shorts. Upskirt cam. So good.
Tony Abbott speedos. They drill a hole. Just making things more interesting for
the
viewers.
You know what?
At home,
I think Julie Gillard, such a boring name. I think Gillard. Politicians need better names.
Boring. Falling asleep already. Yeah. Gillard. See, I just fell asleep. Very unconvincing, but nonetheless, I did fall asleep. So, what should we change her name to?
I reckon Julie Gillard should be changed to the JJ Gilmon.
Gilmon. The Gilmonster.
The Gilmonster.
Because it's attracting the Digimon and Pokemon fans. It just makes sense. You put them on, you know, Tommon.
Trading cards. Trading cards for Julie Gillard.
Julie Gillard's like the Charizard equivalent. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, Penny Wong. Penny. What is it, the 1940s?
Yeah.
Come on, what is this? I think we need the Penny, me love you long time Wong. You see? Just getting the guys
overtly
in.
Overtly racist as well. Just
not racist.
Just chucking it in there.
Not racist. Hot. You see, we're appealing the kids and the sex appeal for the older men. You see, we've got the trading cards for kids. We've got the sex appeal for men. And the women, who gives a shit? Because we're sexist. No.
What's
for the women? Maybe you could like half cooking show, half question time. Or maybe like half Oprah.
Ooh.
Half question time.
Oprah acting as the Prime Minister of Australia. People would go lose their shit for that.
Julia Gillard could be the next Oprah.
They just swap roles. Oprah ratings go down like nobody's business. Politics would be really good though in Australia.
Also, Malcolm Turnbull.
Everyone in Question Time's getting a free
Look under your seats. There's a, you know, foreign policy. Malcolm Turnbull. You know, that's the kind of name I'd give my least favourite child. Tom, if you were my son, I would name you Malcolm Turnbull because I hate you. That's what I'd name you, okay?
So what's like your...
The TT Turnmeister. Turnmeister, you see? Turn in the T. Sounds a bit gay, a bit homo, but I think with the Turnmeister...
But he could be a DJ as well.
Yeah, the Turnmeister. He DJs during Question Time.
Yeah.
And you're getting the chicks in. So there's how the women see the Turnmeister. Chicks love DJs, I think. Do they? I don't know. But they probably do anyway. So yeah, just getting the chicks involved, yeah?
Yeah.
Everyone like, win-win.
Easy peasy.
Now, of course, that's not enough. Question time.
There also needs to be popular TV shows.
Yeah, adapted to politics because...
Yeah, exactly.
You know, at the moment, Question Time, boring. But boring if we change the format, maybe Canberra Shore... You know, like Jersey Shore,
but
in Canberra.
Amanda Vanstone could be the equivalent of Snooki.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Except she's about 100 times bigger than Snooki. Yeah.
1,000 times more less attractive. Swan.
I'm saying something.
I reckon the Swan could be a good situation.
Oh, yeah, the
Swan. You know, Swan doing a bit of fist pumping.
This is the situation. It just shows, like, rolls of fat and a short man with glasses.
All right, nothing wrong with being short wearing glasses. Being an Asian. Yeah, fap or no fap, politician edition. I don't think it makes horrible television. But ratings.
Ratings.
That's what's important.
Probably wouldn't help if it was horrible television.
Yeah, true. Politician survivor. You know, you wouldn't want Julia on your team. A lot of backstabbing. Julia, you said you wouldn't vote for me. No,
like K-Rod, Julia Gillard on the same team. No, shit's going to go down.
Not good. Or maybe Big Brother.
Big Brother.
Not to mention, I reckon... don't tell me you wouldn't want to see Julie Bishop on the Nort cam, on up late, kind of like Crystal Forskett getting her bra out. Just Julie Bishop, you know, doing the stare, doing the death stare. Oh man, so good.
Just in studio for anyone. Julie's just like showing me his nipples at the moment. Yeah.
Licking them coincide. I don't know why. So yeah, that's how we can make politics more interesting.
I think it's going to work for us.
I think it's going to work.
I think it's definitely going
to
work.
I think we've got to work with Question Time first, then build up the branding.
Yeah, and then end up in TV shows.
It works out. Trust me. Trust me on this one. I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, apparently you do.
All right, so Royal Wedding, for those who you've been living under a rock, biggest event happening on the planet, I think.
Definitely.
Tsunamis, Fukushima, move aside, who cares? Royal Wedding, much more important.
Where it's at.
Than people getting cancer. Much more important.
You do realise that all the news everywhere is going to be about this wedding. Like, if something else happens,
move aside. Now, we just thought, you know, it's very difficult. A big event, you know, there's like 7 billion people. People want to go to this thing, right?
Yeah,
but they can only limit to like 9,000.
Even we didn't get invites.
But apparently, if you just mention, you know, hot dogs from Big Brothers, instant in. It's just, oh, okay, yep, cool. Come on in. Of course, not many people know hot dogs.
if you don't remember him.
If you weren't in the Big Brother house in like 2007, you don't know hot dogs.
Or watched late night game shows because he hosted one of those ones.
Yeah, if you've called up to a late night game show that Hot Dogs has hosted, you got instant access to the royal wedding. So who are some of the people that are invited?
Well,
the lucky people.
The guest list is a secret at the moment. We have a Fat Tack exclusive.
Exclusive, we know.
Right here. We have a list of some of the people who are going. We don't want to give away at all.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people going.
That's for next week's show. We actually go through...
Spread it out.
We go through each of the 9,000 guests in order, alphabetically. But we thought we'd just give you a bit of a taste.
Yes, we would.
Of five of them.
Michael Moore.
Who'd guess?
Columbine fame. Bowling for Columbine.
I've seen it at school.
Yeah.
Freaked me out. I didn't want to go to school after that one. Of course, you got to keep him away from the cake.
It's not the most fit.
Because I assume, you know, royal wedding cake for 9,000 people must be huge. It's like bigger than the pyramids, man. Like, this thing is massive. Got to keep Michael Moore away from that shit because you leave him just unattended for,
he'll
you know,
try to go
5
there.
Seconds.
He'll try to go there.
Yeah, just the cake's gone. Where is it, Michael? Because he's fat and he's got double chin. And he can't talk properly. Who else is invited?
We have the ex-boyfriend.
Right.
Of Kate, which is Rupert Finch. So that's a good invite.
Way to add salt to injury. Yeah, I know. Is that even the metaphor? I don't know. But
it's like, hey, mate, you know, like how I used to date you? Now I'm marrying into royal family.
Yeah, where are you now? how's that plumbing tradeeship going? Yeah. Yeah, hope that's fun.
How's your apprenticeship on $8 an hour going?
Yeah.
Woo! Woo! Work long hours.
Okay. So let's say you and maybe someone that's not your girlfriend got married, right? Would you invite her to your wedding?
What? Are you like, if I married someone else, would I invite my current girlfriend?
Yes.
I do not know. That's do not a very know. Hard
well,
question to
we
answer.
We shall not answer that. So who else? There's three more on the list. Of course, Michael.
Your hairdresser's coming.
Oh, wow.
Your hairdresser, who coincidentally, I've heard, is going to be working on Kate.
Oh, yeah.
Kate's hair.
Hopefully she does a better job on her Brazilian than mine, because there's just shit everywhere and it hurt. God. You know, something just got on the dick as opposed to the hair, and just, I'm like, what are you doing? It's like, oh, it's just fun. God, what a disgrace. Of course, you know, if you'd like to contact her, she's in the Blackburn Town Centre. Don't you hate that when they completely miss the hair, but they put it on your dick?
I've never had a Brazilian.
Never?
No.
Well, you're missing out.
I'm missing out, am I?
All the webcam chicks love it. even though I'm paying them.
Chat roulette. They just absolutely love it.
Yeah, you compare the Brazilian with the other men. So, right. Tom, you've clearly broken down to some kind of fit. Who else is invited? David and Victoria Beckham.
Yeah.
Also invited.
So, the stick figure.
The stick figure and the talented one, yeah. Essentially. Have you seen the all the plastic surgery? Her nose. It's like
ridiculous.
It's not even like a nose anymore.
It literally looks like she's put on some like plastic mask. It's just sitting on her face. Like, there's no movement.
I know. It's like someone got a glue gun and just, you know, 12 hours a day just gluing her face. It's just that deformed. Of course, props to Victoria Beckham. I think she's hot. Yep.
She landed David.
All right, that's so completely that's full of shit. Now,
and finally, yes. We're going to let you in. Charlie Sheen's going to be there.
Charlie Sheen?
He is going to be sharing 7 gram rocks with the Queen.
I'm sure the Queen has like a personal stash. Maybe she hides it in a crown. Maybe one of the things is actually, instead of a jewel, it's just a 7 gram rock. Just pulls it out, you know, crack pipe. Of course, can we defame the Queen?
Yes.
Yes, even though she owns the country. She's head of state. Who cares? You know, Radio Monash, we're above that. But maybe you don't know hot dogs.
No.
And you're just thinking...
I haven't met him personally, so I don't know how I'm going
to
get in.
I mean, you've called up to the show. That's good enough.
Yeah.
If you're at least kind of like 3 degrees or 3 people away from hot dogs, so maybe your cousin knows hot dogs. That's enough, I think, personally.
Well, how are people going to get into a wedding if they don't know hot dogs?
Well, you could do what I do, because I'm Asian. I just pretend I don't speak English right. So I'm just like, what? You want me to go in? Okay. And so then I just walk in. They can't do anything about it, because if they say no, I just say you're racist, right? That's how it works. Of course, it doesn't work. Maybe you're not Asian.
No, but apparently, like, you know, that's why you see so many Indian people everywhere. Like, yeah. They just get in because they don't know how to speak.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Thank you. Come again. And then they just walk in. Of course, I'm Indian, so I can make those jokes.
Well, you're Asian, so you're sort of you're grouped together with India.
Yeah, we're pretty much most of the world. So,
and also, you could say you're part of the Nigerian royal family.
Nigerian royal family.
It may not be the you know, the English one, but it's a royal family all the same.
It's bad enough you lost all your money.
To the Nigerian
At least you're going to go to the wedding, you know. Hey, listen, I know...
If they're going to scam you out of money, you are going to take their identities and go to the royal wedding instead.
Exactly. That's how it works. But also, just pretend you had a fling with a celebrity. Because I assume, you know, a lot of celebrities going...
Yeah, yeah.
Say that, you know, had one night stand with Snooki, maybe. That could work. Oh, well, Snooki, obviously, a bit low class. You don't want to aim for that. Maybe Amy Winehouse is more appropriate.
Yeah.
But
I heard she might be singing.
Oh, God. surprised if she doesn't get sniped by one of the security there. But also maybe say, you know, Arnie drove you to school one day. Well, that's cool.
Yeah,
in his Hummer.
Yeah.
Cool, Arnie.
Yeah.
Or maybe, you know, you're on Neighbours. Say, yeah, you're actor.
You're Harold. Neighbors. Harold from Neighbours.
You had sex with
because
Harold.
Because if you're from Neighbours, everyone in the UK automatically loves you. Because they lap that show up like crazy. Finally, go with the Do You Know Who I Am treatment.
Yeah. Do you know who I am?
Do you know?
I host FatTac. Big YouTube star, 300 views, which is the limit before it cuts off. Because actually what happens, once you go to 300, it just stops until you get real views.
Oh, really?
So if you watch, you can watch the video over and over again to 300, but you have to wait for 300 real views before it keeps going. I hit 300.
Good job. They would show your views, but
yeah, pretty
you're
much.
Famous now.
Yeah, damn right. Now, of course, if you're lucky enough to actually get into the wedding,
you've
which I you know,
advice.
Highly,
you've
highly
gone
doubt,
through.
Even taking our advice, let's face it, you're not going to get in. But shit gifts.
Yeah.
What you shouldn't give to Kate Middleton. Is that even her name? Catherine Middleton. Sorry.
It is Kate. It is Kate.
It's Kate.
We'll go with, I want to say Kate.
Okay. Yes. Well, we're saying Kate then.
Good.
Good. So, shit gifts. I'd say knives.
Knives?
Knives. Why generally knives? Shit gifts. just in general, you know. Valentine's Day, what do you give your girlfriend?
Knives.
Knives, yeah. And she dumped you. Exactly. Point proven. Especially those ballistic ones that shoot out.
What?
You know, those knives that shoot out and you could kill someone. Why very would you dangerous. Give
them as a, wait, that's definitely a shit gift.
Shit gift. Just saying. Just if you're that stupid.
Oh, God.
Going for the ballistic knives.
Yeah, no, don't bring anything that isn't expensive.
Yeah, bring something meaningful.
Yes.
Royal family, they already own everything, you know? You haven't read the script, Tom, have you?
No.
Absolutely not. So, yeah, don't bring anything expensive. They already own everything, pretty much. They own half the world.
Yeah.
They own Australia. In Australia?
What can you bring them that costs money? Just, no, pet rock. Get them a pet rock. Paint eyes on it. Yeah. It's a homemade gift. They're going to love it.
Yeah, macaroni bracelet. See, handmade, you know, it comes from the heart.
It
and
does.
That's how it works.
Exactly.
Exactly. Or you could just like sell your house for maybe Andy Warhol, you know, if you're up to that. Just saying, you know.
That's that standard.
Yeah. If you love the royal family that much.
Yeah, yeah. And then we could spare wedding ring.
Spare wedding ring. Just in case Prince William forgets. You know, it happens all the time. I don't know.
Yeah,
but just
happened
saying,
at my,
just...
dad, my parents' wedding. My dad forgot the ring.
Got her a burger ring instead.
Flowers are a pretty shitty gift.
Flowers are shit gifts. But just, I don't get it. Women, they go crazy over flowers. I just don't understand. What's that?
I mean, they die soon after. It's like, I know. Here you go, have some flowers.
You know?
Then go on, dead.
Why not a PS3 games? Why don't chicks dig that? You know, it lasts forever.
You know what, girls? A lot of girls don't find gaming that attractive.
And that's why I still don't have a girlfriend. yes, yeah, so.
Lastly, any kind of memorabilia.
With Princess Diana on it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you don't want to make things awkward.
It's a bit awkward. That
hey,
one.
Prince William, how's it going? Got you this, you know, Princess Diana t-shirt. Oh. Wear it now. Ooh. And he's just kind of looking down. Really sad.
Like, I heart Princess Di.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, die as in she died.
No,
you see the pun.
No,
you see,
like
don't
that.
Do that.
No.
Don't buy any kind of allegedly authentic ashes
of
Princess Diane. Give it to him. No.
Because, I mean, he probably has.
Yeah, he probably has. It's just insult, really. What are you doing?
Insult to injury, really.
Exactly. And, you know, don't give him the Princess Diana blow-up doll.
No.
Bad idea.
It's too much.
Bad idea.
It's too much.
It's just too much.
Too much.
Pain.
Yes.
Especially, I mean, wedding, big day. You want it to be happy.
Exactly.
Things to go well. So, obviously, you're now informed.
We have informed you of how to get in
to the
and bring gifts.
And bring gifts. Yep. Two of the essential skills in life. And
it's coming up. So, if you want to travel over to England, we'll hook you up. Any more ideas?
Right.
We'll tell you. I don't know.
Oh, let's hit to a song, Tom.
Why not?
Well, if you enjoyed that, you can, of course, subscribe to this podcast or, in fact, join the Facebook page by heading to We Talk You Die and typing that into any search bar.